Till early in the morning. 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 Till early in the morning.
Of Lumitone to get yourself started, men and women taking advantage of this. That's coming up on Good Day. First, however, we bring to you our friend Stuart Allen Books, who runs Books Bonardi, a CPA firm in Boston. We've had off and on, as we usually do during the season, some tax tips. This was before you filed. But for everybody but those in Massachusetts, filing has been completed, one can only hope. By the way, happy Passover, Stuart. Glad
That's
you can
right.
join us. Isn't that interesting? How often does Passover fall? Stuart's a very observant Jew, and so when Passover falls during tax season, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, Passover comes when Passover comes.
Passover comes when Passover gets passed over.
And you deal with it.
Yeah, right. Well,
you schedule it, you know it in advance, and you...
Yeah. Right. Have your Passover, can you have your Seder early? Does it mean, and I'm not being a wise guy, does it mean the same if you have it like Thursday night instead of last night?
No, doesn't that's
mean,
not available.
Can't do that. Right.
No, it's Passover is like the Sabbath. It comes when it comes, and you get ready.
Right.
And you better be there.
Or not.
Right.
Yeah. But do you believe that you get to the next life better if you've done a good job with things like that in this life?
I believe I'm carrying on a tradition that has been followed for at least the last 300 years. And in some cases for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And that's important. I think it's important for our children to see. I think it's part of passing on a culture.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you, by the way. I think there are a lot of important cultural things that we ought to pay more attention to. We have violated in our country anyway, and I don't know whether it's that way around the rest of the world, if people are paying short shrift to this sort of thing. As you know, because you and I have been very close for 30 some odd years, so you know me very well, and I feel like I know you very well. there are things that are very troubling about maybe tradition is the best word. There are things that ought to be carried down, and then there are others that ought not to be. I'm troubled by the problems that religions present to other religions and the lack of respect that's shown for people and their different ideas. And so I think whenever there is an important religious holiday, we have Easter coming up, you're celebrating Passover, and I'm sure there are other observances. Why is it that we can't, and this has nothing to do with taxes, but it sort of is on my mind now. You know how I am. You know, you and I have these philosophical conversations from time to time about, in this circumstance, why it is that people can't get along. What is there about our DNA that makes it so important for some people to have no tolerance for others' ideas? And that, I mean, it goes for every religion. No matter what, you can be passionate about, I'm very passionate about God. I'm not much on religion, but I'm very passionate about my belief in a higher being. And, you know, some people say, well, you can't prove it. So if you don't want to believe, hey, don't believe. But why would you want to discredit me or somebody else who thought this was very important and it may make his or her life better?
Well, that's easy. I mean, because you happen not to believe in the correct.
Oh, right. Okay. That's, how silly of me.
What you believe is wrong.
Right. All right. So my religion is IRS. And
that's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. Okay. So what have you heard in the last 24 hours since we were able to talk to you? Income tax returns, reports had to be in. You may have heard us in the last hour talking with some folks. We got, I don't know, half a dozen people or so on the air and others on Facebook and Twitter who were telling us their horror stories. Anything this year that stands out, any of your clients, you can't mention names, of course, but are there any stories that have developed or are developing that sort of lay a little bit of credibility at the feet of those who just are so tired of the approach that's used by the heavy hand of government?
I think that the majority of the time that I hear these stories, I sort of sit back and wonder. And as you know, I'm in the middle of a very, very bothersome tax audit right now. But the majority of the time, I think it's because people do not pay the correct attention to the notices that they get.
Yeah.
And ignoring them leads to IRS saying, okay, you don't want to
play games?
Play ball? Play some games?
Right.
We'll play some games too.
Yeah. Well, there have been certainly, you know, and as well as I do, that the methodology of some of these people that work for the IRS is atrocious, un-American, anything, you might as well be the mob. These people will stop at nothing. But I remember my father used to say that anything that was legal was ethical, and he knew folks in his family that lied more about their income tax than their golf game.
I believe that is the majority of golfers.
Do you think so, huh? One way or the other. So do people squawk after you come up with, I'm sort of giving people an idea about what goes on, and Stuart has a lot of people who are... would you say upper middle income clients? Would you say that was most? I mean, those are the people that need services, personal services of a guy like you, right?
I think that the majority of people need some guidance when they come to doing their tax returns, because there's so many, shall we say, urban legends
about what
is and isn't deductible and how to do it.
What's an example of that?
My favorite one is the lady with that went from, you know, the 65-year-old lady that went from 2 dependents to 15 dependents in 1 year.
How'd that happen?
Well, the cat had kittens.
And she deducted that.
That'll do it.
My God.
Well, you can't deduct the kittens. He said, why not? I've been deducting the parents for years.
I always thought it would be a good idea if I could deduct my cat.
Yeah, there you go, Jennifer. There's a new scheme for you. Do you find it different working with men and women when it comes to this sort of thing?
No.
Tax returns? No, you don't.
No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. I think it's a matter of getting the right information from them, understanding the situation, and understanding your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And what my favorite line is, of course, for my conservative clients that are very afraid of IRS,
yeah,
they find me exceedingly aggressive.
Yep.
And then for clients like you, you find me very, very conservative. And my idea is to get them both somewhere in the middle.
Well, I found over the years that it's probably better to go along with you, even though I'm liable to stretch things a little bit. You don't let me stretch them, and so that's probably to your credit, and it helps keep me out of another problem that I don't need. So, you know, one of the things that I get a kick out of when I look at some of the stories, people in their explanations about, you know, why they don't know this or why they don't know it, the stretching of stories, it almost gets to the point of being foolish. You know, you think people have what happens? You really find out about somebody in their common sense quotient when it comes to taxes, don't you, really? I mean, income taxes, I should underscore.
I definitely agree. I think that in many ways, I know more about my clients and who they really are.
Yeah.
Than their priest, their lawyer, their banker,
yeah,
any of those people.
All right. Do you judge people, Stuart?
Yes.
I know. Thank you for being honest. You have to, right? Because you can tell you're like dealing with people on like a basic human level of morality, really.
Yeah, or moracity, one or the other. All right, so we just kind of wanted to get a wrap as the season is over. We've had enough. The one thing about this, though, Stuart, before you leave, that we all ought to keep in mind is what you have donated, if you will, or contributed or put in, feeling forced to do so or not, it is important for you to have a handle on how that money is used, because if you are aware, and at this time of year it becomes more of a focus than other times of the year, if you're aware of how the money is being used, then you protest more the amount you use and how it gets used, because 40 some odd cents of every dollar is wasted. That's not your department, but you must hear that from people, and you certainly hear it from me when we're going through this stuff, how we resent paying into a system that wastes so much of our money. It's incredible.
But you're the one that elects your congressman.
I know. It's our fault. That's the very bottom line. Whatever is going on, however the money's being used, it's your fault. If you have a problem with it, you have to look in the mirror. Thank you, Stuart, for your services during the course of our season, and I'm sure we'll chat with you again sooner rather than later. Stuart Allen Books, booksbernardi.com. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month? Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Is it time we get to gossip?
No.
Brooke Mueller has apparently fallen off the wagon.
Yes, of course she has.
To go back to rehab. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife trying to get the kids. What a shame.
Yep,
she's a nice-looking woman.
Battling for custody right now.
And the goddess has left him, too. She's had enough.
That's but they're coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. They left the tour, but they'll be back.
No, I think she's left him.
The goddess?
Yeah, I think so. 21 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back up.
If I want to get to close to somebody, I ask them if they like Jimmy Dean's breakfast sausage.
Yeah, that's a great pickup line. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Perfect. You like Jimmy Dean's sausage?
How about Dudley Stephens' sausage?
Oh, nice.
It's good for breakfast in the morning or a late night snack or any time in between.
My rosemary goes. One of the great things about being a disc jockey in the 60s and early 70s, as I was, is to play stuff like this. This is pure bubble gum. And Tony, whose last name is Italian, and I can never remember it, who is the lead. This is a studio group. One hit, and that's it, because they just played. The studio groups would play behind the big stars, and every once in a while they'd jam, come up with a cute, good song, good idea for a song, and they'd record it. This guy was the same one as, he was the lead singer with the Archies. Let's see, Edison Lighthouse, Steam, about five different songs that this guy fronted. And it became number one. It was a great, happy song. Listen to the lyrics of this.
It's very happy.
It's a great song. And they all had this, the instrumentation, the orchestration available to them. So, yeah. They most often, when they recorded these things, were waiting for some star to show up, or they were done and they still had some energy left, and somebody, again, mostly this guy Tony, whose last name begins with a B, I remember that, somebody will call us at 800-510-8255 and tell me who it is that I'm thinking of. But if you listen to the Archies, listen to this song and some of the others I just mentioned, the voice is the same. You can hear the same voice. But they'd just be playing around, horsing around in a studio, and they lay these tracks down. Often they do it in 40, 45 minutes. They just go in, they bang around. Were you with, I think you had a, when your day off last week, you were out for some reason. I think you'd gone to a play the night before.
I went to Janet Jackson's concert.
All right. So were you with us the day we played the excerpt from the Beach Boys?
Yes,
doing
it was
Barbara
awesome.
Ann? Yeah.
It was absolutely
but
awesome.
But that's so often what happens. So many people think this is all so formalized, and you
no
go into
way.
The studio, and you're, okay, let me take off my shirt and tie, and let's turn on the air conditioning. These people would stumble into recording studios in all hours of the day and night, and they'd be fooling around, and they'd come over. Elvis was notorious for this kind of stuff. They would go for hours and hours and hours, and somebody would come up. Most of Elvis never really created his own music. That is, he didn't write his own music. He took ideas from other people. A lot of the Jordanaires had some great ideas for him, and that's why they last as long as they did. Great collaboration. But they go into a studio at 10 o'clock at night, and they'd stay there until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And they may, their idea was to perfect two or three songs for an album or something. And then they'd come up with, I mean, you can hear it on any number of Elvis, the Elvis-only shows that are on, where they take some of these tracks that nobody's ever heard and listen to these guys as they were putting their ideas together to jam. And then they'd come up with something that was just classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Tony Burrows, that's the guy's name, just came into my mind. Tony Burrows, that was his name. And he would be the guy behind the scenes. He was in charge of the orchestra. You know, we talked about the Funk Brothers and how they contributed to Motown music. Tony Burrows and his bunch were the bubblegum guys. They were the ones who created the bubblegum sound. And then they'd find people like Bobby Sherman or whomever to sing the songs. But they created the feel, the texture, the touch of all of that stuff. And it was really, I mean, very creative. They were brilliant, some of these people, and how they would come up with stuff. It may sound, you listen to the music, it sounds kind of foolish. It's just fun.
No, but to imagine that sound in your head and then make it a reality, come on.
Yeah, great, great stuff. All right, a little insight into Musico here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google announced that it would invest around $100 million into the world's largest wind farm. The Shepherd's Flat Wind Project, located in Oregon, is expected to generate 845 megawatts of energy next year. Google has already invested $350 million in clean energy and is on the lookout for even more projects. In other news, the European Commission is investigating wireless carriers to make sure they aren't blocking selective internet traffic. Net neutrality has become a contentious issue, with sides arguing consumer protection versus overreaching government control. The outcome of European investigations could impact worldwide consensus. And finally, Apple sued Samsung, claiming its Galaxy Tab and phones are direct ripoffs of the iPad and iPhone. What a surprise! The lawsuit alleges patent and trademark infringement, despite the fact that almost every smartphone looks like an iPhone. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Richie is sick today. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in New York for the next couple of days. Jennifer is on the West Coast, so we have both coasts represented, although I'd like to have you represent the middle of the country. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. We give a special attendance to special attention to those attending from Chicago, for example, where there's a window sign that's been out all season, Jennifer, reads, tax returns prepared. Honest mistakes are our specialty. Very cute. All right. So we're kind of done. I don't want to have, though, the idea, because I criticize people for forgetting. Once you pay your taxes or get it all done, straightened out, you're so sick of it that you tend to put out of your mind where the money goes. And I don't want you to do that. Please promise me you will not do that this year. You'll remember where the money goes, because I think that's what keeps us in earnest and trying to keep the people honest who are shepherds of our money. That's the only way you do it. If you forget about it, then they get away with murder, and we don't want that to be the case. So that's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. We have no Roberta Fasanelli this week, so we don't have updated Queen of Cheap stuff, but I will tell you, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of items in the Queen of Cheap box that you can still take advantage of. Just because we're mentioning them on the air live, that doesn't mean that they aren't there. Go to DougSteffen.com, Queen of Cheap box, and the specials that are there for this week, there are a lot of them for today and through the course of the next week or so. Jennifer is going to help us with some television info in a few minutes. And the story of Pia Toscano, who's dating Mark Ballas. She was the one who was cast off of American Idol.
Right.
He's the one
so
on
upset.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, little cutie. Huh?
Apparently, she's a hussy because her boyfriend of 4 years, Carlos Nunez, says he didn't get a call from her. She never told him anything.
She's
she just
trying to get
moved on Mark.
There was proof that came out yesterday.
Really?
Proof. Proof in the pudding.
Positive. Really?
That they had been broken up for 2 months before she even went to Hollywood for American Idol.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Carlos was on the show where Pia was eliminated, but she ditched him that night so she could have dinner with Mark. Wow.
Of course. Why not?
That's terrible. What an awful thing. You wouldn't do that, would you?
Never, no.
Never.
Unless
100.
It was Mark Ballas or George Clooney.
Okay, all right. No, you wouldn't do it for me.
Of course I'd do it for you, actually. Why not?
And we go over to Big Boy and have a nice...
That's right. Have a free meal on my daddy.
Right, exactly. All right, so speaking of things that are free, you've been hearing me the last few weeks talk about something that you can get started with that is free. I guess it fits into Roberta's sphere of influence, things that are free, the freebies at DougStephan.com and the Queen of Cheap Box. Here's an opportunity for you to deal with, and by the way, perfectly deal with those dark circles, the puffiness, the crow's feet, the things around your eyes that are bothering you. You know, a lot of people, the plastic surgeons are getting to be very rich because people like you who want to have their face changed go there first. That's the last place you should go.
Yeah, why put your body through it if you don't have to?
First thing you should do is call 800-894-3302. That's toll-free, 800-894-3302. Why am I going to call that number, Doug? You're going to call that number because when you talk to the person at the other end, you're going to ask for a free jar of the anti-aging eye cream known as Lumitone. Lumitone will get rid of the puffiness. Everybody, men and women, let's face it, we all are interested. And it's not vanity. It's just you feel better about yourself when you look better, right? What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
And great-looking eyes, no matter what your age, are really important. So you can prepare, deal with, help yourself get rid of the bags, the dark circles, all that good stuff. Just think Bill Clinton's eyes and what you don't want your eyes to look like, or at least underneath his eyes. And this is the amazing story that happens when you get this anti-aging eye cream called Lumitone at 800-394-3302. You hear us being excited about it. We do get excited because this is something that really works. It's not greasy. It's not oily like most of the other creams. If you've got dark circles or heavy bags under your eyes, I would like you to try a free jar of Lumitone before you make any appointments or go through any harsh treatments. It's free. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. Here's the number, direct line, 800-894-3302. Tell me, listening to Doug Stephan, you want to have this free deal and see if they can't help you out very quickly. You'll love how this thing works and how you look. 800-894-3302 for Lumitone. 22 minutes before the hour, the story of what's going on television. I kind of, as I look through some of the things, I normally keep, as you know, I keep a log of what's going on.
Yes, you are writing in your journal all the time.
Well, I'm looking at some of the people that are supposed to be on the X Factor. It looks like Mariah Carey is going to be involved
that's
in Simon
Cowell. That's a big story today. That,
really?
That's the Huffington Osborne? Post has confirmed that. I haven't heard that that's been confirmed, but that is a rumor.
Well, a British television network has confirmed that Simon Cowell is not going to return to the UK version of The X Factor.
That's true.
So he can be involved in this one here. And they're apparently, the British Mail says Ozzy Osbourne is being considered. Apparently they want to bring some of the people who were judges on the British X Factor over here. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. There was talk that the woman who's the female judge on X Factor in the UK would be over here. I don't know if that'll be the case now that they brought in Mariah Carey, but I guess we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
We don't know. I mean, we don't know anything. It's just L.A. Reid and Mariah Carey so far. We don't, and Simon Cowell.
Simon.
We don't know if there'll be another judge or not.
All right. Do we know anything about Nicolas Cage and his arrest? Remember yesterday we told you, here I am, I'm getting to sound like you and those guys, those phonies on these late night or the early, or the access shows. the story of Nicolas Cage yesterday, we were talking about him being arrested on Saturday in New Orleans.
Right.
Some
he
kind
was
of
a
domestic
too,
violence.
Intoxicated.
Right. He was drunk as a skunk. And Dog, the bounty hunter, bailed him out.
But the follow-up is, he's working, the reason he's in New Orleans is he's working on a movie called Medallion, I believe.
Dog is, or Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage. That's why he's in New Orleans.
Okay.
And he showed up and was on time and didn't miss a beat. So he's back on the set again and working.
Cage is okay.
Yeah. In spite of his legal problems.
You just kind of wonder about him. I wonder how it is that he's gotten himself into the kind of sad shape. He's made a lot of money on a lot of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smart enough to take shares. For example, the, what were there, two or three of those, the history, the National Treasure. What do they call those? The
National Treasure.
Yeah, National Treasure. Okay.
And those are great movies. Yeah. But, you know, he was a victim of Bernie Madoff. He lost a lot of money.
Well, people who went to Bernie Madoff were greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Who believes that you're going to get 40% back on your investment and lives to tell?
Hey, I'd like to hear.
Well,
I'd like that story.
Of course, we all want to hear that story.
But he's lost a lot of money. You know,
the Bacons, Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon lost a lot of dough
with him
as well. I think there are a lot of people who you probably, you know, household name people. You know, that stuff travels fast in those circles. I never heard of the guy before. Had you ever heard of Bernie Madoff before?
Not until he got into trouble.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. So it's
he didn't come calling on me. I can't imagine why.
No, me either, as far as that's concerned.
Hey, but the other big gossip, because I know we talked about this, Charlie Sheen, of course, is back in the news all the time. There's something new with him. And his ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, who is also kind of a little bit out there.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in and out of rehab, and apparently she fell off the wagon and was captured on security footage at a pawn shop pawning her jewelry.
Yeah.
And was on a week-long bender, and now she's back in rehab. Well, Charlie took that as the opportunity to get custody back of his twins. Well, Denise Richards, who looks incredibly smart and classy through all this, called Charlie Sheen and said, you know, if you take custody back of those the kids, I want you to give them to me. I will raise them temporarily. They should not be with you right now. They shouldn't be on tour. We should keep them safe.
Hmm.
And I'll raise them with your other kids.
Isn't that
which
true?
I think is a nice
it
thing.
Nice.
I mean, that's probably the best option for all
of
them.
Looking at this Brooke Mueller, she looked like she was okay. She had a problem with drugs when she met Charlie and she'd gone through rehab. She's pretty successful real estate person, I guess, in Los Angeles. And apparently just what the doctor ordered for Charlie and his sexual escapades.
I'm sure a lot of what they had in common was their addictive personalities.
Right. Yeah, it wears out fast.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that nice of – I think she was much maligned, I thought, frankly, Denise Richards was, not deserving of some of the stuff.
Yeah, people were mean to her for a really long time, and now she looks like the good one in all of it.
Right.
So I guess
she looks like the good wife. There's a plug.
The sensible one.
For a show that's on tonight. Will you give us the rundown on that in a moment? I want to know what the line is, the storyline for Good Wife, as you may or may not, I like the show, so I'm following it. This is Chris Noth, who is the politician that gets disgraced because he has some affair with a call girl. And
you're going to be happy because a pretty big name is going to join that cast. From what I hear.
Shatner?
No. Not that big of a name.
No. There's a the woman who's the Indian, whose name I can't remember, who plays the investigator, slept with Julia Margulies' character's husband.
Husband.
Yeah, and they were good friends, and so that's kind of coming. There's good writing in this, and that's kind of, it's like 24, this is what keeps you coming back, because I'm not usually very interested. Like, I've burned out. I've never really burned out on Law and Order. If there's, I like the new L.A. Law, actually, Los Angeles. I kind of burned out a little on the others. But the CSIs, I'm burned out on all those. And I never watched them much to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty much, it's the same story every week. It's just one murder on top of another. The one show that does keep me intrigued, and it's probably, as with most of these, the character lines. This lady who plays Bones.
She's cute. De
Chanel and
Emily. I've never watched this show,
I think
actually.
She's kind of like the woman, the two best couples, I think, although there's a third one. If you watch The Mentalist, the woman who is the CBI investigator boss has a little sexual tension with Simon.
I think the best sexual tension on TV is Castle.
With whom?
With Castle, Nathan
Fillion.
Yeah,
that's very good.
They have some good chemistry.
Good stuff. All right, Jennifer has a scoop for us in a moment. It's a quarter before the hour here on Good Day.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
You've heard of trade shows for consumer electronics, boats, RVs, and home improvement products, but did you know that there's also a national convention for the companies that distribute wines and spirits? The convention in Orlando this week just concluded with hundreds of members and exhibitors discussing the latest industry trends. Craig Wolf is the president of the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, hosts of the convention.
This industry is about building relationships, and the WSWA convention is about where you can build those relationships, network, and really get a chance to meet your coming distribution network and try to get your product out there. I'm very optimistic about the future. The economy is coming back strong. I think the attendance here at WSWA is a reflection of that, and I think that the industry is usually on the front edge of any economic recovery, and I think that's the case this time as well.
Greg Wolf says it may sound like all fun, but it's about business, too. The convention helps determine many of the new beverage trends that will show up at restaurants, bars, and spirit shops in the next year. For more information, visit WSWA.org. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so you have a scoop, Jennifer. Let's get to the shovel and the scoop.
Let's get to the scoop. Okay, do you like the classic kids' cartoons, Dougie? You know, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
I always, you know, Richie used to chastise me. I think they were extraordinarily violent.
No, and I think, that was a Roadrunner.
No, there were a lot of them were pretty violent. All right, so what's the news, though?
I think that the cartoons now they're not the same.
Awful.
So.
Those Japanese horrible things. So oh, my God. They are.
Warner Brothers has made a great announcement. Cartoon Network is going to be re-releasing Looney Tunes, and they're going to do a new version. So all new stuff for Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, all of our favorite characters, Tweety, Sylvester,
all of
them.
Let's put them in 3D.
Let's do it. The Looney Tunes show is going to be paired with Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, and it'll be on Tuesday night. So I think that's a fun thing for
Tuesday
kids
night on, like, in prime time?
Yeah, prime time on Cartoon Network.
Casey Kasem will love that work. He's Scooby-Doo.
I know, absolutely. And then Bruce Springsteen. Too bad Roberta's not here today since she loves all things Bruce. The sneak peek is that he is the mentor on American Idol this week. He tweeted that he was on the set and he is helping out. So that'll be fun because it's the first time he's ever done anything with American Idol.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'll turn a lot of people on.
I know.
This season has been better than, and you fill in the blank. I think it would have been
so
interesting
too.
To see if does Simon so control things that he kept the others from opening up, or would under the circumstances, would a J-Lo or a Steven Tyler been able to survive if Simon had stayed?
I think they have a good chemistry. J-Lo, I think, is impressing me more now.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler was hysterical during the auditions, but I think he's kind of slipped off a little bit during the judging.
Yeah.
He just kind of says, oh, I like it. At least J-Lo says, I like it. Here's why.
Yeah, I don't think Steven Tyler's anything special. I never did.
But the talent's better this year.
Yeah.
I think.
I think they need to get rid of Tyler and have somebody else with Randy, who is now the workhorse, and Jennifer.
Bye. Yeah, it is, Randy.
That's you have your wraps. It's now 51 past.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Somebody posted on Facebook that aliens got JFK.
Yeah, that they have proof now that 10 days before JFK was assassinated, he was asking for the UFO files and that aliens were behind his assassination attempt.
Really? And did we have a specific place as to where they came from?
I have no idea, but it was a secret memo that was just released by the CIA for the first time.
No kidding. Did Katie Couric have the story on the CBS Evening News last night?
No, that was a UK story. Why would we report on something like
that? Yes, we report. You decide whether or not people are crazy or not. So there are a lot of stories at DougStephan.com. We've been off and on talking about the air traffic controllers and, you know, what's the problem and why are there so many of them falling asleep on the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may want to just participate, follow up, if you will. We have at DougStephan.com a poll, as we normally do every day. There's a different thought. We don't always have threads through the program. Like the last few days, we've had a lot of discussion about what's going on at the IRS. That is to be expected. But then there are other things that we kind of get on to, and you can follow. If you follow our audio highlights or some of the previously aired hours, you know that oftentimes I'll start the day with something. I always have 14 or 15 things on my mind as I start the program. I do.
I know you do. That's why I'm laughing. Because I know.
One thing. I don't want to, there are a lot of shows that just, or people that just sort of stick to the same thing over and over again. And that acknowledges that the audience changes. In our case, the audience changes about once every 49 minutes. Mm-hmm. So what you hear last, you know, but there are some people who do stick around for the whole program, and I want to not cast them aside. I mean, how interesting can you make the same conversations over and over and over again? I think you can come up with different things. So I say that because we have spent a good deal of time talking about why it is that we have problems now coming to the surface. The air traffic controllers in, what, three or four different cities, Reno, Nevada, Washington, D.C., and there's one other place where the air traffic controllers were just asleep. And it brings us around to our own reality as to whether or not you've ever fallen asleep on the job. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks that question, whether or not you've ever fallen off nodded off or just gone. I mean, I have.
Have you?
I've only fallen asleep once during this program, and it was when
it
I
wasn't
was
during one of my tirades
no,
or anything. Was
no,
it?
Not at all. So our question is, have you ever fallen asleep when you were at work? A, yes, it happens to me often. Ooh. B, once or twice. C, no, but I've come close. And D, no, that's never been an issue for me. One of the things
that sales guy, I have to tell you, this is so funny. The sales guy that worked for us, who was attractive like you wouldn't believe, but not so bright upstairs, got a job at a big agency.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, he should be an anchor.
Yeah.
He got a job at a big advertising agency, and I guess he got fired because he had these sensory lights in his office, and so they'd only be on if you were moving around. And he kept falling asleep on the job.
Really?
His boss would have to go by and throw erasers from a dry erase board into his office to flick the light on.
Uh-oh.
That funny?
That's not good. Yeah, that is kind of funny. Yeah, well, it's moderately funny.
It's funny.
Everything in moderation. Mother's Day. Speaking of moderation, you want to give your mother something that she will like, something she will, in fact, tell other people about. And that idea for today comes from the folks at proflowers.com. Mother's Day is, what, a couple weeks away?
First weekend of May.
Right. Okay. So here's what you need to do to lock in the deal of the year. The deal of the year, 15 colorful tulips for your mother, plus a free glass vase. You get it today only for $19.99. Yes, $19.99. Your mom is going to absolutely adore these tulips. Plus, the folks at ProFlowers.com guarantee these blooms will stay fresh for at least, Jennifer, 1 week. So how can you go wrong with this? Come on. Get to the phone
Every
now.
Every woman likes to get flowers delivered to her.
And you know what? You use ProFlowers not just to do Mom's Day, but anytime you want to make somebody feel special, this is the way to do it. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug, D-O-U-G, or you can go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in Doug. You know, I've been interested to listen to a lot of different radio shows as I was traveling across the country last week, and I'm amazed at how many people now are using this technology. I heard Glenn Beck doing it for some product and Limbaugh doing it for a product, and that's and Sean. I mean, I guess we all do it. In this circumstance, it helps these folks to keep things straight, if you will, knowing what the message is, because we all have different messages depending on the day. My message to you today is this offer is only good for today, so call Pro Flowers, 800 Pro Flowers, or go online to proflowers.com. Use the code Doug. Get these tulips and the first class vase for $19.99. And for another $10, you get